As long as we're talking about Matt, maybe we can hear about your 51-year-old patient.
Yeah, this is an amazing case. So she's a patient with multiple lung nodules, bone metastases, presented a couple years ago now. And we did standard genotyping, actually at our institute, that's NGS. She was asymptomatic enough that I could wait a couple weeks to get the NGS back and didn't show EGFR, ALK, ROS. It showed only MET amplification. And I'm not sure about MET amplification as a real target, but for her, it was really impressive. You know, in a clear outlier, I'm looking to see a driver, and the only thing I can see is this obvious MET peak on the amplogram. And so for her, I said, look, I don't know if we can target this. I know we might be able to. I started on first-line chemo, which is standard of care, but I said, look, I think MET is an exciting place. There are going to be drugs coming along. You know, when you do progress, let's look at MET inhibitor trials. And so eventually, it was actually after about a year, I think, her cancer did progress. She developed a new liver metastasis. And I said, all right, remember those trials? Let's go for it. And so I screened her for one trial of a MET multikinase inhibitor. They checked her tumor. They said, sorry, not positive enough. FISH negative, not eligible. I checked her for another trial. There's actually a crizotinib trial that's still enrolling of these MET amplified patients. And they said, sorry, not positive. Can't go on the study. I was like, this is crazy. Like, this is a non-smoker. She's got a driver. The only thing in here is MET. Like, this patient is going to respond to a MET inhibitor. But if you won't treat her, I'll treat her. And so I wrote for crizotinib. I got it approved by her insurance. And in the end, she's had an amazing response, right? She's had a terrific response. She's been on it now for a year. Feels fantastic. And so it shows how complicated MET amplification is as a biomarker, right? This is not a splice mutation. There are two different METs you can target with crizotinib. Exon 14 splice mutations, one type of aggressive biology occurs in older individuals, and yet there's also these MET amplified cases. MET exon 14 mutations can be amplified, but not all MET amplifieds are MET exon 14 mutation. And so we have a couple of these cases where I've tried crizotinib off-label. It doesn't always work. Sometimes MET amplification you can see along with a KRAS mutation or something. That's not going to respond. But in some of these outliers, I do think MET is a real target, and it's worth remembering that some of them can respond.
There's also MET overexpression, right?
Yeah. MET overexpression by IHC has also been looked at. For example, there was the MET-MAB story where MET was studied with erlotinib. That was negative. So MET overexpression is not a biomarker in lung cancer, but you do have to keep an eye out for high MET amplification, not low level, not medium level, high level MET amplification can be targeted, or these MET exon 14 mutations.